Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I have come to rely heavily for many years on the intelligence of our first guest. In fact, intelligence has been his business as well as his intellectual forte. He is Fred Flights, these days the Senior Vice President of the Center for Security Policy for Policies and Programs, but a career intelligence professional with some 20 years in the Central Intelligence Agency, time as the Chief of Staff for Ambassador John Bolton at the State Department, and most recently as a professional staff member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. Fred, it's good to have you back. As always, thank you for taking the time.
Good to be here, Frank.
Well, there's a lot going on, of course, in the intelligence business, notably in the House committee in which you served. One of the things that they've been looking into in varying degrees now in the public domain is what's been the backstory to this whole allegation that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians to interfere in the 2016 election. There's an interesting piece, a blog posting, I guess, at the Washington Post blog at the moment by Ed Rogers, talking about some rather dubious characters, Sidney Blumenthal, for one, and the role that he seems to have been playing with a State Department cutout by the name of Weiner to get the Steele dossier into the hands of the FBI. Can you help us parse this, Fred, and connect dots to other aspects of this this saga, the FISA court, and so on?
Well, it's getting more and more complicated. We know that the Steele dossier, which was written by a British intelligence officer who was hired by a firm who paid for it by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, we know that the Steele dossier contained information provided by Russia. We know this, and that this dossier was full of fake and salacious material, and that this information made it into a request for a warrant to surveil a member of the Trump campaign in October of 2017. But when that warrant request was made, the judge wasn't told that it was financed by the Democrats, which I think is just extraordinary, and also wasn't told that the source of this information came from the Russians, or that the person who was pushing it, Christopher Steele, was, you know, strongly anti-Trump. So that's one way information got into this. But we also found out that Sidney Blumenthal, who was a close confidant of the Russians, arranged to pass information to Christopher Steele through the State Department. So not only were the Democrats financing this memo to smear candidate Donald Trump that contained Russian information, a Clinton crony was passing information to Steele also. And I got to tell you, this also is something that was not told to the judge. I can't imagine any judge would approve this if he had known it was financed by the Clinton campaign and that a Clinton associate was actually giving information to Steele that was used to justify this request to spy on a member of the Trump campaign.
Fred, put in the simplest of terms, this smacks of collusion between the Clinton team and perhaps the Obama administration as well and the Russians to interfere in the 2016 elections. So one wonders, especially when there's such a paucity of evidence to support any of the charges that some of these same characters have been making about Donald Trump's collusion with the Russians, whether this isn't just one huge act of deflection. But let me turn to one other thing, Fred. The Senate counterpart to your old committee, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, of course, had a very public hearing this week with a number of members of the intelligence community they predominantly focused on this whole Russian business, and specifically the prospect that the Russians will be interfering in the coming election, the 2018 election. I just would ask you, Fred, as a career intelligence professional, knowing what you do about the Russians, knowing what their ambitions are, what's the likelihood that they will interfere, if they do indeed again, on behalf of people running for a public office who will be more likely than not aligned with their view? Whether they denounce the Russians and they want sanctions on the Russians or not, they nonetheless have, you know, this so-called social democrat, progressive, or, well, Marxist worldview. That would seem to me to be, if there is going to be a problem with Russian interference, something that voters ought to be factoring in as they're considering candidates. No?
No, I agree with that. But I would say, I would look at this in two ways. First of all, did Russia interfere in the 2016 election? I think Russia's trying to interfere in every aspect of our democratic society, whether it's stealing trade secrets, messing with our infrastructure, or messing with the election. But there's no evidence that the Russians interfered to try to help Trump win. And I think that conclusion, which was made by very corrupt intelligence officials, is being discredited every single day and is being looked into by Congress. But if Russia interfered, of course I think it's going to try to help candidates that would advance its interests. I just don't think Russia has the capability to make any significant inroads to do that. But we have to keep an eye on it. And I imagine their adversaries are all around the world who would like to mess around with our electoral system if they could get away with it. I don't think it's just Russia.
Speaking of corrupt intelligence officials who seem to have been playing a part in some of this scandalous misconduct, one that does not seem, at least to this point, Fred, to have gotten the attention that I suspect he deserves is John Brennan. Previously, he was the president's Homeland Security advisor. He played, a notorious role in that regard, dumbing down the U.S. government's situational awareness about the Muslim Brotherhood and Sharia supremacism more generally. But he then went on to become the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, your old outfit. Tell us what we should be thinking.
Well, John Brennan, I think, is the missing link in this whole story, Frank. Brennan claimed that in July 2017, he started the FBI Russia investigation, but the FBI says it started in June 2016 when they got a tip about George Papadopoulos based on something from an Australian ambassador. These things both can't be true. Brennan also says he didn't learn about the Steele dossier until late 2016. He had heard about it, but didn't know what was in it, which also isn't believable because he also says that the press reporters told him about it in mid-2016. I think Brennan was in cahoots with the Clinton campaign from the earliest days, probably before 2016, to smear Donald Trump. And he pushed the intelligence community for almost 2 years to promote this false narrative of a Russia-Trump collusion story. And I think Congress is onto him, and there's going to be some tough work in the future congressional reports.
Well, let's hope so, Fred. But one of the other points that you've made over the years about Brennan's role was the hand selection of individuals in several, not all, but several intelligence agencies to produce this so-called intelligence consensus that the Russians had interfered with the election. Fred, from your experience inside the agency and having watched closely in oversight roles as well, the national intelligence estimates and so on, how egregious was that as a departure, apparently at Brennan's hands, maybe with some connivance from the DNI at the time, James Clapper? But was this a classic case of cooking the books to get the answer that they wanted?
It was appalling. The culmination of Brennan's politicization was a January 2017 analysis. Handpicked analysts from three intelligence agencies that found Russia interfered in the election to help Trump win. These assessments are supposed to include every relevant agency and all analysts who want to participate. I've never heard of a situation on such a sensitive topic that handpicked analysts were chosen, and key agencies like the Defense Intelligence Agency and the Department of Homeland Security were excluded.
Fred Flights, we have to leave it at that. So much more to talk about. Next up, Ilan Berman joins us. We'll talk with him about a war between Israel and Iran.
Right after this.
visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.